Blog Talk Radio.
Out of town, couldn't get back in town, so we'll try to make up for some of that with today's program. Among the birthdays today, in 1778, George Byron, known as Beau Brummel, he was a fashion dandy who tried to dress up the courts of England during the time of George IV, who was the father or the uncle of Victoria. And he was quite a dandy, and he got into trouble with his mouth and had to leave England. And he died in impoverished circumstances in France. Talking about the French, Paul Gauguin, the great French impressionist and painter, who lived in Tahiti with the Dutch, quite a few people who went to the South Sea to get away from Europe and to pursue their art. Talking about a great artist, the great maestro, Hungarian, George Zell, was born on this day. He didn't live like a lot of them lived to in their 80s or 90s, but he was quite a perfectionist. He studied with Richard Strauss, and he left Germany and Europe just before Hitler started stomping on everybody, especially who were Jewish or they weren't politically correct. But he came to America, conducted at the Metropolitan Opera, made some great recordings, took over the Cleveland Orchestra, which was a second-rate orchestra. We used to hear about him when I was in music school. And he was known for his balance, his conducting skills. He conducted the Chicago Symphony, made many recordings. One thing we don't hear about, hear from with the great conductors and their work is rehearsals. And I thought I'd add this old war horse, the first movement of Beethoven's Fifth. And here is George Zell conducting a rehearsal of the Beethoven's Fifth with his orchestra, the Cleveland Symphony Orchestra.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll do a few spots of the Beethoven Fifth. Now, at the beginning, you know, I feel we should return to our old way of doing it, but perhaps with one little modification to make that gap after the fermata a little less abrupt and a little smaller, so that we don't play ta 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 ta, just a little longer cutoff, not too snappy a cutoff, but rhythmically the same. gentlemen, it is getting a little bit slow if this response is not immediate, if that little eight stress is a, what should I say, a fraction of something too late. It forces us almost imperceptibly into a slower tempo, and by the time we have played four or eight bars, it is a different tempo. So you have to be there and very close to the sound. Once more, from the beginning, in crisp tempo. One.
Skilled in his craft, Mr. Zell has learned through abundant experience, not all of it pleasant, that fine music making is more than a game of follow the leader. Aristocracy, after all, is not dictatorship. When he refers, as he did a moment ago, to our way of doing things, he is engaging emotion as well as pride, generating participation as well as obedience.
Paris! Yes, there is just with the difference. Too soon. That's good.
No, that's just part of the rehearsal. The rehearsals of great conductors are quite fascinating, even for students of conducting. And I was one, but got injured and had to drop it. Among the other events today, we have, it's very timely, Peter Rodino, New Jersey congressman who was involved in the Watergate hearings back during the Nixon administration, and this is coming up now with the Mr. Obama administration. People are calling for Obama to resign, to impeach, take that crowd with him. Hillary Clinton was involved with the Watergate committee. She was accused of lying and deceit and a bunch of other things and was fired. So history may be coming back full circle and with a vengeance. Canadian actress and her husband, Jessica Tandy, was born today, and her husband was Hugh Cronin, and these were Canadians who came to America as actors, and they came here to contribute, not to corrupt. An American singer who was part of that Rat Pack, Dean Martin, a great Italian-American or American of Italian ethnicity, Rocky Graziano, born today. Another conductor who came here, who fled Europe, went to England. He was, I think, Latvian. Nami Yarby. And it was quite interesting because he has two sons that are also orchestra conductors. And who else do we have today? We have the deaths today. One of the last Scottish kings, 1329, Robert Bruce died. And this guy's interesting. William Mumford. He was the first civilian executed during the American Civil War. Now, it's interesting. He was a Southern citizen, or a citizen of New Orleans, and before the Union occupied the city, the Union naval commander in the area sent some Marines or sailors ashore to hoist the American flag. Mumford tore it down and tore it into pieces. And when General Benjamin Butler, who was known as Beast Butler, who was the commandant to who occupied New Orleans, he conducted a military trial of a civilian. This is highly questionable, or was at the time. Mumford was found guilty and was hanged. Butler was also known as Beast Butler in New Orleans because he told the women of New Orleans, the white women who were spitting and dumping urine and feces on Union soldiers, he told them if they didn't stop it, they would be labeled as ladies of the night or whores or whatever. And so the Southern women, these magnolia flowers, referred to Butler as Beast Butler. Some of it may have been true. And, of course, another great actor. He had this snarly face, played these gangster roles. Dan Duryea died on this day. Among the events, we had Louis XIV, the Sun King, who said, the state, l'état, c'est moi, I'm the state. And, of course, we have some people, political leaders today, who think that, but they don't have the accomplishments, haven't accomplished anything like Louis XIV did. In 1775, a lot of people don't know this, the original 13 colonies, when they decided to break away from Mother England, called themselves the United Colonies. They later adopted the name United States. In 1863, while we were involved in the American Civil War, the French Emperor Louis Napoleon III, who was the nephew of Napoleon Bonaparte, decided to play, he was going to acquire property and play kingmaker in North America. And so he talked the Austrians into persuading the Archduke Maximilian to give you a French army, you go to Mexico and set yourself up as emperor. And so the French did this during the American Civil War. Well, we were busy fighting here amongst ourselves. So finally, at the end of the American Civil War, the word came from Washington, the French, for you to get out. So Maximilian was left alone with his Mexican supporters. He was later captured, tried, and executed, along with his Mexican supporter. His wife was Carlotta. There was a famous movie called Juarez, which starred Paul Muni, who was the uncle of the San Francisco orchestra conductor Michael Tilson Thomas. There's a connection to the Steve Nery case in that the Raul Almason was the great nephew of Benito Juarez, who was Indian, and the Juarez family, or that branch of the family, fled because of all the revolutions in Mexico, fled to the Philippines, where Raul Almason was born, and later went to law school and then served in the U.S. Army and escaped from Corregidor and then emigrated legally. Of course, Philippines was an American colony, emigrated along with his daughters and son to the United States. One of his sons married a relative, General George Collette Marshall, the chief of staff of the American forces in World War II. Quite a bit of history here. Also during the American Civil War, the Irish Fenians, who were the forerunners of the Irish Republican Army, they invaded Canada, and they had a battle up at Pigeon Hill in Quebec. Finally, the British decided, we got to crush these people because Canada is our province. Also, another phase of the Gutenberg Revolution, the monotype machine was patented during this time. And, of course, I refer to the Gutenberg Revolution as in that it started with the invention of the printing press by Gutenberg. because printing before that, copies of books were made by the monks by hand in the monastery. They had the monopoly. Then the printing press came along that broke that monopoly. Then we had other forms of communication, the telephone, the telegraph, the monotype, the Mergenthaler press. We had images and prints sent by wire. Also, we have later we have television, radio, and of course, the most interesting, I think, phase of the Gutenberg Revolution, the latest, or one of the latest, was the videotaping of the Rodney King incident in Los Angeles, where a videotaper, videographer, or an amateur, videotaped Rodney King being beaten up. And of course, had that tape not become available, the LA Times and other papers would have probably said that this guy was a thug, which he was. And of course, you know, he attacked the police, and this is how these things get covered up in the media. But that changed a lot of things. Of course, Rodney King had a lot of problems and ended up drowning in his own pool, with the pool that was built with the money that he got from his settlement for police brutality. And of course, he supposedly had marijuana or drugs in his system when he drowned. These people always end up that way. 1905, Norway decided to break away from Sweden. It had been a province and been in union with Sweden for many, many years. 1912, the U.S. Army tested its first machine gun on an airplane. This was before World War I. 1929, the Vatican, which under the popes, there was a thing called the Vatican States, and the Pope was also a temporal ruler as well as a spiritual ruler of the Roman Catholic Church. And Mussolini and the Pope at the time negotiated a deal that was known as a concordat, where Vatican City would be its own sovereign state, and it is so today. 1942, at the Battle of Midway, the USS Yorktown was sunk. Great film made by on the Battle of Midway by John Ford, one of our greatest film directors and producers. Talking about the color, which John Ford made some great films, in 1953, the first color TV network program was broadcast. In 1955, Eisenhower was the first president to appear on TV in color. Now, among the things that are not being brought up at the congressional hearings on rape in the military is civilian rape of military personnel. Not thank God women who have been raped and sexually assaulted have not been drugged, mutilated, tortured, or murdered. But this has happened to males, and we have documented that with cases of Randy Kraft, who was sitting on death row in San Quentin. There's a young Marine who, he's dead now, 30 years he's finally identified, Oral Stewart, who's believed to be a victim. There's several others, mostly Marines, one Army Reservist. And, of course, there's the notorious Steve Neri case, who would have been a victim, a dead victim of Juan Piferet, who used to prey on young military personnel here in Northern California. But we don't know why Congress doesn't want to. It isn't that they're not aware, because this was brought up. There are films and videos on the web which document and which popularize the rape, the torture of military personnel. There's a lot of it involving Russian sailors, Russian military. And, of course, we have now, in the aftermath of Don't Ask, Don't Tell repeal, we have military personnel appearing on these homosexual websites engaging in masturbation and exhibition, which is a violation of the Universal Code of Military Justice. So this is something that needs to be brought up. Thank God women have not been murdered, but unfortunately male military personnel have been, and hopefully something can be done to stop this. Now, beyond the Karen Doe CNA fraud impersonation of another insurance company's adjuster in a case involving cell phone monitoring, we don't know whether there's more to this case. People have been put on notice that this fraud took place. There's a telephone call which is documented. You can hear it. You can see it on the Amicus Veritas YouTube site. The Karen Doe, D-O-W-E, deception. There may be more to this. We'll update you this. Now, another thing is there another scandal with the major auto insurance company, which involves a bribe, an incompetent 82-year-old doctor who fictionalized a medical report, and when he was called on it, refused to correct it, and of course he's going to be exposed if this doesn't get corrected. So, you know, these are things that have to be done because a senior citizen who was suffering from, he had a cancer operation, he's got asbestos in his lungs, and also he almost had a heart attack, and he had several spinal surgeries from other accidents, other collisions caused by people who were driving illegally in one case and recklessly in several others. And this affects every other person who's got a lawsuit or a claim with an auto insurance company. Also, we're finding out that this one company, CNA, in this senior citizen's case, has tried to shift the medical payments to Medicare. The funny thing is, and it's not funny actually, the senior citizen at the time was not covered by Medicare. He had his own insurance with a major insurance company, and he used his MedPay under that policy to pay for his medical expenses, and he still has out-of-pocket medical expenses. So all this is being has been documented, and of course the person who caused the collision said on the video, and is captured on the video, it was my fault. Sir, it's my fault. You can see it on Amicus Veritas YouTube site. We have also updated, we have over 200 videos up on YouTube, and a couple of our latest, it was documented, we produced it, that employees of at least two other nonprofit thrift store operations that operate throughout the United States have told us that the clothes that are donated are not washed. So one woman bought some bras, and she later became infected, and her breasts had to be removed. So these employees are warning, if you buy used underwear, used socks, any used clothing, as a matter of fact, wash it thoroughly in good detergent before you put it on. If you buy shoes, spray them with Lysol spray or whatever, just to protect yourself. What you don't know can hurt, harm, and cost you, and has to people who didn't know and didn't take precautions. So we're going to end. We'll be back Monday, and we'll have more. Now, go to our Amicus Veritas YouTube site, and you will see videos up there. We have over 200, and it's quite a coverage of topics that should be of interest to everybody. As I said, we're doing things and have done things that you don't see on other YouTube sites, you don't see in your regular press, and we're not politically correct. We enjoy being politically incorrect. So we're going to end tonight, if I can find it, with our usual theme. Where is it? where is our... I was going to end with George Zell, but I can't find our usual... let's end with George Zell a little bit.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll do a few spots of the Beethoven Fifth. Now, at the beginning, you know, I feel we should return to our old way of doing it, but perhaps with one little modification to make that gap after the...
bringing up the revenues in the place that could alleviate...
No revenues. We're going to end.